This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. And before I get into the Mayorkas talk from today, before I get into, well, the FAA and the kind of frightening information happening over there and the much, much more, I need to get to this. A little PSA. Obviously, this is not some self-help show, but whenever possible, we try to make sure people are aware of various threats that are out there and things like that. And this one actually specifically is for veterans of the Navy. Do we have any sailors listening right now? Veterans of the Navy. Something you just should probably be aware of. All right. Here it is. Headline. A new strain of monkeypox with pandemic potential is discovered in Africa. What, Chris? We're helping people out. If people are in the Navy, they have a unique risk of this. I wanted everyone to make sure they were aware of it. So, if you've ever been in the Navy, monkeypox is out there. Just something to, stay safe out there, fellas. All right. Anyway, Mayorkas spoke today in front of the House.
The Secretary, is the border secure?
Congressman, as I have articulated earlier in this hearing.
Just a yes or no is fine. Is the border secure, Mr. Secretary, today?
With the authorities and the funding that we have, it is as secure as it can be.
Wow. We all know that this is not a budget issue, that it's a policy issue.
Yeah, these people opened up our border on purpose. We've talked about this before. I still have a hard time walking through this in my mind for what that means for us as a nation. And this is what I mean. In a country, even a country like ours, a representative republic, you have Republicans, you have Democrats. That's generally who's going to be in charge. But what does it mean that whenever a Democrat is now elected, they will purposely open up the borders and flood your country with illegals? When I say, what does it mean? I mean, what does that mean for us as a country? And more specifically, I'll just be honest with you. The question I ask is, can we be saved as a nation? If you find yourself there as a nation, where anytime one of the two political parties gets elected, the world will know it can flood your country with every dirt ball in its borders. You can send them all here. Are you still a country? Can you survive that? And as I've said before, even if you have the sunniest outlook on this, we're just going to elect Trump in November and he's going to deport all of them. Even if you actually believe that. What if he does? Then you're telling me, the next time a Democrat gets elected, we can expect 10 million more, 20 million more the next time. So we're going to go back and forth like that. How could we survive that? And, this is the stated position of the Democrat Party now.
Several studies show that immigrants are 46% less likely to commit a crime, and that in communities that have had an influx of undocumented immigrants, crime actually goes down.
That's Max Frost. He's a dirty communist out of Florida. And yeah, Chris, that's his real name. I know, it's kind of cool. Anyway, that's Max Frost, the dirty communist out of Florida, spouting lies, of course. You know that's all a lie. Everything he just said there is a lie. But these people want more illegals here. Here was Dan Bishop today with Mayorkas.
I understand this RCM has denied that this is authentic. But let me ask you this. What actions is the Department of Homeland Security taking to ensure that non-citizens are being prevented from registering and voting unlawfully?
Congressman, individuals who are not citizens of the...
I should note before he answers that, we have this courtesy of the Oversight Project. Flyers being distributed in Mexico to illegals who are coming here. They're being distributed at an NGO in Mexico. They're, here's exactly what the flyer reads. Tell me this isn't jaw-dropping. El centro de recursos es un complejo de oficinas de seis unidades K-S-L-L Hoger de Hias. Believe that? In American, that translates to reminder to vote for President Biden when you were in the United States. We need another 4 years of his term to stay open. The translation actually is what it says. I'm not making that part up. I mean, look, here's one of the guys at an NGO trying to get as many illegals in the country.
In all honesty, we're just trying to help as many people as possible for, you know, before Trump gets reelected. So.
But they're not voting in elections. Dude, you want me to read the rest of the statement? It says right here, apoyamos el equipo legal por favor todos los medios posibles. Digest that as you think about, as you listen to Alejandro Mayorkas and Dan Bishop.
I understand this RCM has denied that this is authentic, but let me ask you this. What actions is the Department of Homeland Security taking to ensure that non-citizens are being prevented from registering and voting unlawfully?
Congressman, individuals who are not citizens of the United States cannot vote in federal elections.
Ah, but that's not what I asked. I asked what actions DHS is taking to ensure that that doesn't occur.
Well, two things. Number one, I believe that it is state and local election officials that monitor the eligibility of individuals. We do not oversee election enrollment process. What we do is enforce our borders and, in fact...
So says Shorter, nothing.
In fact,
how can Congress and the American people have confidence that the outcome of close elections will not turn on the votes of non-citizens who have registered and voted unlawfully?
Congressman, election security is one of our priorities. In the distribution of federal grant funds to state and local jurisdictions, we have made election security a priority, and
okay.
We have mandated a minimum.
Something to think about there at the end, isn't it? He was asked what you're doing to make elections secure. And the DHS, the same DHS that opened up our borders on purpose, they're the ones distributing the funds to make sure election integrity is on the up and up. Huh. Nothing to worry about there. Anyway, here's some more.
Under your orders, Department of Homeland Security paroled Venezuelan Jose Ibarra into the United States. He, of course, went on to a variety of crimes, culminating in beating a young woman to death in Georgia. The relevant statute grants you authority to parole aliens into the United States, quote, only on a case-by-case basis for urgent humanitarian reasons or significant public benefit, close quote. Which was it in Mr. Ibarra's case, humanitarian reasons or significant public benefit that you paroled him into the United States?
Congressman, we abide by the law. We apply our parole processes in obeyance of the law. The public safety of the American people is our highest priority, and I would be pleased to share case details with you on any case of concern to you subsequent to this hearing. I don't have the case details with me today.
Well, I'm not really asking for detail. I'm only asking for one simple fact, which is, was it urgent humanitarian reasons or significant public benefit that under your orders, Mr. Ibarra was paroled into the United States?
My answer remains the same, Congressman.
Well, we all know why Ibarra was turned loose to beat a woman to death. And I know we all focused on that story of that Lake and Riley story. I know we all focused on that at the time. But the truth is, Americans across the country have been beaten and raped and murdered by illegals over and over and over and over again. They kill entire families drunk driving. They rape women when they're out at night. They murder people. They film child pornography within our borders. We have a country full of criminals who should not be here, and they are here because Democrats and Republicans opened up the borders of the United States of America and flooded this country with vile scum on purpose. So again, I ask my question, and I don't think there's an answer to it, so don't bother. How do we save this? If that's our condition, if one of the two political parties believes in flooding the country with rapists, and every time they take office, they will flood the country with rapists, well, what do we do? And that's why I talk about local all the time. All right, I'm going to get to some emails. Before I get to the FAA, some people are nervous flyers anyway, and if you are, I'll make sure I give you a heads up for when you have to mute the radio. But get ready for that after emails. Next. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. If you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. Biden's out there telling lies again, only this time he told a lie that he himself admitted was a lie. This was him.
My dad used to say, Joey, and I swear to God, when he left Scranton, when coal died, my dad was not a, was he was a salesperson. He wasn't a coal miner. My great-grandpa was, but...
Grandpa was a coal miner, except Joe Biden, back when he had a functional brain, went on Jon Stewart's show in 2004, and he said this.
Hey, look, everybody tells you just, you know, don't take any chances, because the truth of the matter is I've got myself in trouble. And hell, I might be president now if it weren't for the fact I said I had an uncle who was a coal miner. Turned out I didn't have anybody in the coal mines, you know what I mean?
Really?
I tried that crap, you know, about, you know. Didn't work, you know what I mean? But I actually thought it.
You believed it.
I actually believed it. You know, I'm from Scranton, Pennsylvania. I figured there had to be a coal miner somewhere in the family.
Nothing, huh?
Nothing. With coal, it was an engineer. I mean, the guy, you know, we were Irish, you know, and the Irish, I thought the Welsh and the English owned the deal. And we must
took
have been
a stab in the dark.
You thought it was coming
in the
dark, and I found out he graduated from Lehigh. I mean, what can I say?
But now he's old, brain breaking down. Can't help himself anymore. All right, let's get to some emails. Jesse, dear Dr. Handsome, since we always stick to the most pressing of national issues, I wanted to know your thoughts on this. I was admittedly a late bloomer and never dipped my pizza crust in ranch until I was in my mid-20s. While it would be a disservice to simply call queso a condiment, I firmly believe it's better than ranch or fry sauce on most foods. Grab a can of your favorite Fritos jalapeno cheddar dip, and suddenly those dry and boring pizza bones come to life. His name is Mike. Well, Mike, you're right and you're wrong. You see, here's what happened with you, Mike. You were dipping your pizza crust in ranch. Then you discovered queso and you stopped doing that. Now you dip your pizza crust in queso. But, well, let me just put it to you this way. If you were starting a baseball team, and the first player who walked in was Mickey Mantle, you thought, wow, that's awesome. Mickey Mantle can play for my team. And then the next guy who walks in is Babe Ruth. Do you remove Mickey Mantle from the team because you acquired Babe Ruth? Or do both of them get to play for your team? You see what I'm saying, Mike? You see, ranch and queso are both used when it's available for pizza. And here's how it works. I get endless ridicule for this in my house. The pizza itself, beep, little dip in the ranch. Every single bite of the pizza, beep, ranch, beep, ranch, beep, ranch. Then all I've got left is this crust. Ew, crust, who cares about that? What's that? Dip just the crust in the queso? The ranch is for the meat of the pizza. The queso is for the crust. You're welcome. Jesse, I live in a blue state with every intention to move out when I'm done with school. But what if all the conservatives in blue states voted for Kennedy? I would still vote all Republican in the other races, but Trump has no chance of winning in my state. So why not try to screw up the commies as much as possible like they did with Trump and Haley? I love your thoughts. His name is Steve. Steve, it doesn't work. And here's what I mean by it. These decisions we try to make when we try to get cute in politics, then we try to say, well, everyone should just do blank. Well, that doesn't work because people aren't listening to you and me. Now, I understand some people listen to you and some people listen to me. But we're not actually in control of everything. When I tell people to get out of your blue state and move to a red state, I will inevitably have somebody email in and say, that's crazy, that's stupid, move to a purple state and let's turn it red. You don't understand. I'm telling you to get out of a blue state and move to a red state because you're probably already doing it. In the very least, you're considering it. people aren't going to pack up, sell their home, change jobs, and move for strategic political reasons. And if they do, they're not going to do it en masse. So we can't try to get cute with that kind of stuff. All right, let's move on and talk about this really quickly. Couple stories. One, headline. U.S. CENTCOM, that Central Command, concludes 2021 Kabul airport bombing was not preventable. Okay, now I'm going to explain something, and I'm going to explain it in the most basic way possible. Suicide bombers. No, I'm not the world's expert on it. I know a little bit. I know a little bit about it. I've had the pleasure. Let's just say that. And they're very, very difficult. It's difficult to deal with a suicide bomber. This was not unique to America and Iraq or Afghanistan or anyone else. Historically, armies have found it very difficult to deal with people who want to die for their cause. Look, I talk all the time about the Pacific War. And part of the reason I find the Pacific portion of World War II fascinating is the Japanese and how much they wanted to die. If you go buy a book, Touched with Fire is one of my favorite books. If you go buy that book, you know how they have the picture section in the middle? I remember it like it was yesterday. You can look at the picture section in the middle, and one of the pictures is they have pictured a Japanese soldier who'd run out into the ocean so he wouldn't be captured. He has pulled the pin on a grenade. He's holding it to the side of his head, and right before it went off, they took the picture. The Japanese used to guard their machine gun nests. How? They would take a sharpshooter and they would tie him to the top of a tree. Now, you don't want to be tied to the top of a tree so you can move after you shoot so you don't die. But if you don't care about dying, you can tie your people to the tops of the trees. Now, let's talk about suicide bombers. Preventable. And why this is killing recruitment. Before we do those things, let's talk about this. Obviously, the FISA stuff has gone through. If you've been paying attention at all, you know full well by now the foreign aid bills are going to sail through as well. Republicans, Democrats, they're going to sail those through. Well, probably not the Israeli ones. The Democrats will probably kill those, but they're not going to stop spending. They're not going to stop printing. They're not. We know now that inflation is way out of control still on pace for 4.8 when they're trying for 2. Are you taking steps? Are you making preparations, financial preparations? Let's talk about retirement preparations. You have an IRA or a 401k? How much gold or silver do you have in it? You know, Oxford Gold, they'll make gold or silver, whichever you want, part of your IRA, your 401k. To make sure your retirement account doesn't get wiped out when the stock market does. That's a basic step. My goodness, if you just retired, you're close to retirement, you're building up a 401k, call Oxford Gold Group, 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions, and in just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I realize I forgot to go back to the thing that I had teased before about this institutional example, about institutional power, and we were talking about the commies. So let me address this really quickly before I get back to the suicide bombing thing. You know what? No, I'll finish the suicide bombing, then I'll get back to that. So suicide bombs, preventable, not preventable. Well, it's very difficult to stop somebody who wants to kill themselves. It's very, very difficult. Kill you and themselves. Very difficult. However, we had Bagram in Afghanistan. We had the big base, the big air base in Afghanistan. And what having a base like that does for you is it tightly controls how people can approach your personnel. One example of a million I could give you, and again, I'm not the world's expert. I know a little bit about a little bit just because I had to do some of this stuff. If you have a gate, you have a gate for your base, right? Well, you don't just have a long straight road leading up to the gate of your base. You learn this after one or two suicide bombs. You have curves built in, and not only curves. I remember a base like it was yesterday we had in Iraq. You have these gigantic rock concrete barriers up, forcing you to slow down to a crawl as you approach the base. You don't get to just hammer it going 60 and then set off your suicide bomb when you get there. That's just one example in a million of things you can do when you're dealing with suicide bombers. U.S. Central Command just concluded the Kabul airport bombing was not preventable. Well, yeah, the second you put our Marines, our airmen, our Army guys, our Navy guys, the second you put them running security outside of a civilian airport, standing on the side of a ditch, yes, you've all of a sudden made sure that a suicide bomb is not preventable. But it is a flat-out lie. A lie from the pit of hell that this thing wasn't preventable. And the Marines are already freaking out about it. It's beep. It's bull beep. A Marine at the center of the new Afghanistan probe accuses the Pentagon of covering up evidence. Maybe you remember this guy, Sergeant Tyler Vargas Andrews. We've played his audio before for you on this show. That lion from over there who was watching the suicide bomber, who notified his commander, that's a suicide bomber. May I kill him now, please, before he kills all of us. Remember that audio where he asks his commander, Chris, you grabbing that, where he asks his commander, hey, that's the suicide bomber? Do you think, can we kill this guy? And remember the commander tells him, I'm not really sure. I'll get back to you. And the commander never does. And this guy's missing an arm today. And there he was.
I requested for the battalion commander, Lieutenant Colonel Brad Whited, to come to the tower to see what we did. While we waited for him, psychological operations individuals came to our tower immediately and confirmed the suspect met the suicide bomber description. He eventually arrived and we showed him our evidence, the photos we had of the two men. We reassured him of the ease of fire on the suicide bomber. Pointedly, we asked him for engagement authority and permission. We asked him if we could shoot. Our battalion commander said, and I quote, I don't know, end quote. Myself and my team leader asked very harshly, well, who does? Because this is your responsibility, sir. He again replied, he did not know, but would find out. We received no update and never got our answer. Eventually, the individual disappeared. To this day, we believe he was a suicide bomber. We made everyone on the ground aware. Operations had briefly halted, but then started again. Plain and simple, we were ignored.
Central Command just did a study on it and decided that Marine's a liar. Want to know why you can't get people to sign up anymore? Their recruiting shortfalls are so bad, the Marines maybe other branches too, but I know this is happening in the Marines. They're temporarily promoting some officers because they're in duties where they shouldn't be because they're so short on men. That 17-year-old boy, he's in California. He's on the football team. He's always wanted to serve his country. He puts his hand over his heart for the flag. His dad was in the Marine Corps. He's thought about joining. He's not joining that. He's not going to join to get sold out by his command and his politicians, to get lied about and lied to have his friends blown up in front of him and then have them lie about it. He's not going to join to get passed over because he's white.
One of the goals here is actually how do we get more African Americans in a position of leadership, in positions of in aviation, and that's one of the challenges. And I'll tell you, that's, you know, I was going to be an engineer. I came in the Air Force to be an engineer. That was my original plan. I got a chance to fly in an aircraft when I was in ROTC, when I was in college, and that really changed my mind. These are the kinds of things that we are, as an Air Force, are looking, how do we engage with different diverse communities based on race and gender in particular.
Hey, recruiting's bad. Our pilots don't have enough flight time. We're short on supplies. Mr. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, what are you worried about? Man, we need some more black pilots in here, guys. Too many whiteys around here. You wonder why they're not joining. And speaking of too many whiteys, what do you know about air traffic controllers, the job they do? There was a movie out about this a while ago, years ago. I don't remember it being a very good movie, but it was a movie called Pushing Tin. Pushing Tin. About air traffic controllers. Fascinating little movie. Crappy, but I'm glad I watched it. Made me dig into the profession more. Very high stress profession. They're up there in that tall tower at the airport. And what are they doing? Well, have you ever wondered how so many planes take off and land from the same location and we don't get collisions? Why don't we have collisions? Should be every day. With all these flights, should be every day. Well, we don't have these collisions because we have air traffic controllers. No, you go here. You, this runway here. No, you can't land yet. You have to wait 10 minutes. The competency of air traffic controllers is saving lives, thousands and thousands and thousands of them every single day. All that matters is the competency of air traffic controllers. Did you know that the FAA, they had a test that you had to pass to become an air traffic controller? They put the test out there. They decided after looking at the results that too many white people passed the test. They threw it in the trash and remade a test so we could have more minorities in the air traffic controller towers. And don't think I'm making this up. They're being sued and they're going to lose. Headline, FAA turned away qualified air traffic controllers based solely on race. Sorry, Whitey. About 900 of them, by the way. Sorry, Whitey. We don't need you up here. We got to have things more minority related here. And so we all know where this is going to go. Everyone knows. How this ends is United Flight whatever slams into Delta Flight whatever over Chicago or wherever that may be next week, next year, 2 years from now. We're mourning the loss of about 600 Americans. Those planes slammed into each other. Because Tom Diversity Hire in the tower has an IQ of 5, but because they liked his skin color, whatever it was, they put him in a position of power and authority, and now people are dead. Diversity has already killed more people than I can possibly count, and it will kill so many more. And we still can't get our own side to speak boldly about it. This disgusting filth is a poison. All right, speaking of poison, we'll address John Legend. What a name. John Legend. Next, before we get to John Legend, I want to play this again. This is Representative Michael McCaul.
The world is on fire, and history will judge us by our actions. Were you Chamberlain or were you Churchill?
I'm Winston Churchill. This was Speaker of the House Mike Johnson.
I am not resigning, and it is, in my view, an absurd notion that someone would bring a vacate motion when we are simply here trying to do our jobs. Look.
What have you done about your testosterone? You understand, obviously, you just heard it. It's just two audio cuts, but testosterone levels are in free fall. For 50 years, T levels have been falling off a cliff. You understand, as a nation, we have half the T levels we had 50 years ago. Half of them. We talk about the military. How many American men don't even qualify? My goodness, gentlemen, start a male vitality stack from Chalk. A male vitality stack, natural herbal supplements, 20% increase in your T levels in 90 days. That's 90 days. I've been on it 3 years. Good grief, you can't imagine how I feel. Start changing things. You want to sound like Mike McCall? You want to sound like Mike Johnson? No, you don't. Chalk.com, Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Go now.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show, but we will be back tomorrow on Wednesday on a hump day. Remember, you can and should email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can email whatever you like. You hear John Legend talking about Donald Trump. These people, man, they really are a religion.
Well, he is a part of a two-tier system of justice, but not in the way that he thinks he is. Mm-hmm. He is getting way more concessions than the average criminal defendant would get. He's getting delays. He's got access to all kinds of lawyers that are filing this and filing that, delaying every trial. And most people don't have access to that kind of lawyering, don't have access to the kind of concessions that the justice system will provide to you if you can afford it.
John Legend hates me, by the way, which is kind of hilarious, but John Legend hates my guts. Look, the feeling's mutual. It's fine. He's a dirty communist. But, you know, have you ever seen a Democrat, or maybe you know one, maybe you've seen a politician do this, have you ever seen the Democrat in your life complain about the media? I know you've seen it. They do it regularly. Biden does it all the time. Well, maybe if you guys would talk about how good the economy is, have you ever seen a Democrat complain about the media? And then what happens? You kind of give them the side eye, all, wait a minute, what? You own the media. They're preaching your talking points at all time. Why are you upset with the media? Well, allow me to explain. Communists believe in total, complete, 100% loyalty at all times. You never, ever, 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 ever get to stray from what the hive mind has dictated. So when your liberal Aunt Peggy complains about the same media you complain about, you're complaining because all they present is left-wing views, sometimes far left, sometimes center left, but far left views. She's complaining because all the views aren't hard left enough, and frankly for her, that seems biased for the right. John Legend and people like this, they're watching what's happening with Trump, the January 6th political prisoners, and others. And for you, for any normal person, you look at these things and you think, man, that's evil. That's wrong. That is completely unjust. Even some people on the squishy middle of the right are looking at like this New York trial right now and saying, this is legally just ridiculous. That's how every normal person is looking at it. But for communists like John Legend, it's uncanny to him that there is even a trial. Why does he even get a lawyer? Why does he have due process rights? I'm a communist. That's the bad guy. Off with his head. That's how the communist views life. John Legend wasn't being disingenuous here. For him, it's crazy to him that anyone who's not a card-carrying communist would have due process rights. That's simply how they look at life. That's how they look at everything. Remember, if the communist, if he conquered the entire planet, except for Antarctica, just came up a little short, conquered the whole planet, and all that's left is this big frozen spit of ground on the South Pole, he wouldn't celebrate even a day. He would wake up that next morning and begin his invasion plans for Antarctica. Why? Because it's a religion of domination, no exceptions allowed. And when he gets to Antarctica, if you're there with the freedom-loving people, I hope that he will find you asleep in your MyPillow stuff, especially now that there's a $25 extravaganza sale going on. Do you understand the $25 extravaganza sale? It extends to the premium MyPillow, right? You know they have a premium MyPillow with Giza fabric on it. It's crazy good. And there are various sizes and loft levels depending on what bed you have, what you want, whatever. You know that they're all $25 right now? You ever wanted the greatest pillow on earth? You can have it for $25. MyPillow sandals, those will go great in Antarctica because they're indoor-outdoor. $25. Six-piece towel set. Showers are going to be cold when you shut off the hot water in Antarctica. You need a MyPillow towel set. $25. Go to MyPillow.com and spend $25. Actually, if you spend $75, they get free shipping. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse or call 800-845-0544. I didn't even have time to get to this little tidbit here. Chuck Schumer was trying to make the case for more Ukraine money, but he kind of did the opposite.
The world is in desperate need of American leadership. Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Iran's attack on Israel, and the Chinese government's encroachments on the South Pacific threaten world peace, threaten America's prosperity, and threaten the very future of Western democracy. Time is of the essence. Israel was attacked for the first time in its history directly by Iran. The people of Ukraine are now in all-out desperation. In fact, last week, the head of the U.S. European Command testified before the House Armed Services Committee that Russia's army is now 15% larger than it was at the start of the war. And in a matter of weeks, Russia will outgun Ukraine by 10 to 1.
Their army is 15% larger than it was, and they outgun Ukraine 10 to 1. Look, maybe we can save some lives here and wrap up a peace process instead of butchering another generation of Ukrainians and Russians. Sometimes it's war. Sometimes it's right. Sometimes it's just flat-out cold-blooded murder and butchery. The Russians have too many people. The Russian bear has won many a war for that reason. I know it sucks. That's the way it is. Let's save some lives now. All right. I did not have time to get to headlines. I went too long. I will get to headlines tomorrow. If I don't get distracted, we will have some fun then. All right? That's all.